Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's story comes from Liverpool legend and Sky analyst extraordinaire Jamie Carragher, a big friend of the podcast. He's going to take you right back to two big European finals, a dressing room so exhausted it can't celebrate a UEFA Cup final win, and first, yeah, that night in Istanbul.
It's strange, the mentality of football. You go from 3-1, 3-2, and you think, you've got to get it. As soon as you go 3-3, something comes, you think, oh, we've got something to lose now. You have that mentality. It's like when a team are winning 2-0 at half time. Why do the other team always come back into the game or put you under pressure? It just happens. It's just the way it was. But I think what we put into those 6 minutes or the start of the second half, I think eventually sort of took its toll on us. And we were playing against a team who were far better than us. Far better than us. And then they changed it round a bit. Rafa had to change it round a bit. Serginho came on the left because we had Smicer, who was a number 10, if you like, playing right wing back. That's how the team had to be set up second half. Stevie went there then. So I think certainly in extra time we were thinking penalties. If we get to penalties, we've won the lottery. You know, we've come back from 3-0 down, we're 3-3, we're hanging on against the best side in Europe. And it took everything. We had me making tackles, Jersey making unbelievable saves, Shevchenko missing an absolute sitter. But no, towards the end there, it was get to extra time penalties.
Before we started the tape, I told you that one of my favourite Monday Night Football discussions was you and Gary, September 2013, talking about David Luiz. Chelsea have just lost to Everton. Mm. And there's a really good philosophical debate about what should a defender in the Premier League do? Should he defend? Can he come forward? Names like Baresi and Piqué are mentioned. It's a right good debate. Mm. But you're quite staunch about defenders defend. Mm. And defenders, you know, you shouldn't be one-on-one or going on a run or whatever. When the penalty was called in Istanbul, where were you on the pitch?
I was on the edge of the box. I was in the box.
You were?
I was a right centre-back stepping out with the ball, footballing centre-back.
Stepping out or driving right to the opposition box and sending off a nice little ball to Milan Baros, no?
Yeah. That's in a back three stepping
out.
So slightly different. But yeah, I think I played the ball into something. Did I get 1-2? I think I played the ball, stepped out and played, and did Baros flick it round the corner for Stevie?
Yeah. You play the ball from about 8 metres outside the penalty box, right in the Baros' feet, who lays it off to Stevie.
Yeah.
Before the tackle's gone in, there's a hand
and it's
yours.
I'm trying to get someone sent off, I think.
What possessed you?
I think, as I've knocked it into Baros, you know what, I think a lot of you're playing then, as I said before, on emotion. I'm not saying it was the wrong thing to do, stepping in. But the way we were playing, it was just like, so we're 3-2. So this is for the penalty, make it 3-3. So what I'm saying is, in them 2 minutes, everyone's just like, right, give me the ball. You bash it in. You're actually looking for the ball. I think I'm looking for the ball back off Baros. That's why I carry on my run. And I go one way and Stevie goes the other. And he flicks it around the corner to Steve. So I think I just carry on my momentum.
You'd have hit it.
Oh,
if he'd laid it.
Yeah.
Top right or top left?
It'd still be going where the Serginho's penalty went, I think, in the shootout. But no, I think you get caught up again with the emotion, the crowd. I'm not saying it was the wrong thing to do, but more often than not, it's not something I would have done.
But it's something you used to do as a kid. You know, you'd eight on your back at school, you played striker, then you played creative midfield. Mm. You were digging into something that you knew you had.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think every footballer, whatever he plays, will always play centre forward or centre midfield when he's a kid, you know, for his school team, Sunday team. So it's nice for that to come back in the middle of a European Cup final, those memories.
It reminded me that I had one glorious interview with Gary Mack about the Alaves game, how chaotic and fun that was, and what a fantastic team you had. You were equally knackered in that one, weren't you, for a different reason altogether?
I think we were gone physically and mentally in that game, and we'd played Arsenal 3 days before and won a cup final from nowhere. The heat was unbelievable that day at Cardiff again. We'd won it late on, And I always remember going to the UEFA Cup final on the coach. And normally a cup final, there's a bit of nerves, there's a bit of tension on the bus. And I remember looking round, and it was like we were playing a normal game. Not that we weren't. We were just physically... Even being in, like, the zone takes a... Doesn't take a lot, but it's like, everyone was just like... We were shattered. Played every cup game we could possibly play. We won the three cups. We ended up getting to the Champions League, which we did 3 days later, and we were awful. We beat Charlton away 4-0 the first half. We could have been 4-0 down. We were that. But Alaves, on a normal day, we'd have beat them 3-4-0. And I always remember the celebration afterwards with the Alaves game. And I always remember it was like the bath at the end of the game. It was more like a swimming pool. It wasn't a bath. And everyone was just sitting there without saying it. We just won the UEFA Cup. Everyone was just sat there. It was like... It was so strange. I can picture it now because I thought, this is so strange. But I was part of it. You're just physically gone, physically and mentally gone. Like, you couldn't even celebrate. You just won one of the most, probably the most amazing UEFA Cup final of all time. We'd got the three trophies, the treble of the three cups, and we had a game 3 days later against Charlton. But I don't mean celebrate in terms of, you know, getting on the ale or something when you went back to the hotel, but even just you see pictures, don't you, people laughing and joking in the bath, throwing a trophy around, or, you know, old-fashioned pictures, whereas we were just... I can't remember getting pictures in the dressing room with the cup against Alaves, UEFA Cup, whereas if you're in the FA Cup or the Carling Cup or the European Cup, you're still all... But that one was just like, thank God it's over.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. All of these stories come from my podcast series, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter. There are interviews with over 100 elite footballers on our archive. Search for the show on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.